Alrighty, a little Breaking Benjamin, folks. And the moment has arrived. PBR in studio.
Hello.
And I was telling everybody that you coming on has just made the show 10 times better from what it was. It's like it was at a 1, but now it's like a 12.
I was thinking like 11.
11.
You know, like you crank it to 11. 11. It goes to 11.
I like it. Now, you, of course, are here to promote the men's roller derby.
Well,
yes.
And to hang out with you.
And yeah, of course.
Right, you know. they've got a bout coming up this weekend where they play the Cowtown Butchers at the Golf Dome, and it's going to be an epic evening.
Now, see, this is something that I talked about with a couple of people because I was saying, you know, it's going to be at the Golf Dome. Now, is the flood going to be a main concern for this? Or
I don't perceive it being at all. I can't predict Mother Nature and what she's going to do, but I don't see it being a problem. Like, we can't skate on water, obviously.
Of course.
But, you know, I don't foresee it reaching there.
It'd be a nice twist, though, you know?
Well, I would think that we'd just take it off the skates and just roam around
there
and play, like, water polo roller derby.
Hey, there's an idea.
It's one of many ideas, you know, or we could get floaties and just, you know, arm wrestle and leg wrestle or, you know, have a gummy bear eating contest or something. Who knows?
All kinds of possibilities.
Right. But the main possibility is that it's going to happen.
There you go.
I don't foresee it being a problem at all. A lot of people have been concerned. They're like, eh. And I'm like, hey, you know, we can't tell you, like, yes, it's going to happen or no, it's going to happen. But I'm telling you, it's not going to flood.
I got you. Well, because you know, I used to live down in Florida and have a little bit of experience with Sioux City. And when I saw the Missouri, it was like, wow, that looks rather high. So
yes.
I was like, you know, I don't know if it's going to reach the Golf Dome or what, but I am excited now that it's going to be going down.
Yeah, I mean, worst case scenario, we'll go out there and we'll protest against the river and say, you know, you can't do this to us. We got some roller derby to play. So.
Yeah. Well, I went by the Tyson Events there. They have a lot of sandbags. Mm-hmm. So we can just make a wall, and then we'll be fine.
Right. What you got to do with the wall is, you know, two sandbags wide to two sandbags up. People forget that.
All right. Well, it's going to be... Let's see, the ticket here, which I'm going to give away a 2-pair.
Yes!
And we're going to give those tickets away today.
And someone's going to call.
Yes.
And I'm going to give you a joke.
Because it's 274-5665, 274-5665, and they're going to be taking on the Cowtown Butchers June 25th at 7.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Doors open at 6, and then we have a women's expo bout of girls that are going to be coming in from all over. We got some of the dames that are here, your local Sioux City team. We've got some Norfolk Brews and Bettys that are coming up and playing. It's just going to be a little kind of showing off the sexy side of roller derby, you know.
We talked about this last show. There's going to be some fishnet there.
Yep.
And I said there's nothing wrong with fishnet.
Fishnets are very forgiving. It's easy on the eyes, I'm told.
All right. Well, we have a lot more coming up. I want to pick your brain about a couple of different things, but we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back, and I'll do some more chit-chat with you.
Sounds great.
All right. Here is Paper Wings by Rise Against right here on Fusion 93. All righty. Welcome back here to Fusion 93. PBR in studio, folks. And who is this that we just listened to?
I believe you'd say it the...
I know you said you have the...
I say it like the Necromancer.
Okay.
Is how I like... But again, folks, just so you know, I'm on like little sleep. I just got back from Dubuque, Iowa, playing roller derby out there and teaching boot camp. And then went back home and had some fun with the family. So, yeah, my brain's a little exhausted.
Now, was it boot camp, like roller derby boot camp? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually... involved with a group called the Triple Threat Derby Girls, and we travel around and teach actual teams how to play roller derby, not like from the get-go, like they have to have some sort of fundamental skills, but just honing in on like the, you know, their fundamental strategy, specificness, and like their blocking, their hitting, their jamming, all that kind of stuff, just so that they can excel even farther. And it's always nice to have a new perspective of like, hey, this is how this works and this is what I do that works for me. And so we travel around and we put on these boot camps for these teams and that contact us and actually ask us to do it.
Oh, okay.
And then usually there's like a mixer to follow. And so since Thursday, I think I've had like, you know, max 10 hours of sleep.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Well, you explained the whole, part of the whole roller derby concept on a pad of paper during the break. And that was that was interesting.
G.I. Joe figurines on a track.
I really think so. Yeah. And they need to be decked out in like derby wear too.
Okay. Next time.
Next time.
I'll be a little bit more prepared.
Yes.